Right.
You're listening to KPFA 94.1 FM.
And
we are Resistance Radio, Free Speech Radio.
That's right. Cynthia McKinney, it's good to meet you. I think your headphone is a little backwards there.
Oh,
see if we can straighten.
I'm having this problem. I said, oh, this must be a new style headphone.
Well, you look very stylish today, Cynthia McKinney. And you don't even have to worry about that because we've got somebody there who's going to help you out.
I was thinking that, down south, maybe we do it differently. That's what I was thinking. But now I know it was just wrong.
Well, actually, we have a great fondness for the south. It's a part of the country, although some people would still have it differently.
Oh, yes, they would. In fact, we're still fighting the Civil War down there. We have our flag wars in Georgia, South Carolina, Mississippi. We're still fighting to fly the Confederate flag, you know?
Well, I know. I was shocked when I went down there. I guess I went down there in 1995 to investigate the church burnings.
Ah,
and
yes.
I discovered that Mississippi had not yet ratified the anti-slavery amendment to the Constitution.
Yes, yes, yes. I think they finally got around to doing it in the dawn of the 21st century. But, we are a part of America, and there are people in the South who are against this war, thank goodness. But we need a little help with our activism and our mobilizing, and so it's wonderful. It's such an energy boost for me to come out here to San Francisco. First time I've ever been to San Francisco.
Well, welcome. We're happy to have you.
See the energy out here.
Well, let me talk to you a little bit about, you might remember that you appeared on our show, Flashpoints. And you made a statement about George Bush and the need for an investigation.
I asked the question, what did the Bush administration know and when did it know it? And seemed like the bottom fell out after I asked that very innocent question. I mean, it's the right of the American people. If you have an intelligence failure of the type that happened on September 11th, and we spend billions of dollars in an intelligence and in a military infrastructure, what happened that would allow four planes to be hijacked at the same time and crashed into our buildings, including the Pentagon? So, I mean, the Pentagon not only is supposed to protect our position in the world, but they couldn't even protect their own building. So I think these are legitimate questions that the American people have a right to have answers to because of the money that the Pentagon gets and the intelligence agencies get, and we need to hold these people accountable.
Well, apparently one of the things that you said on that broadcast that made people angry was your mentioning the Carlyle Group. Now, you just raised that group again.
Yes.
Tell us why you think it's important for people to understand the relationship, say, between the Carlyle Group, Bush Sr., Bush Jr. Why would we want to care about that now? Why does that mean anything to us?
Well, you've got the son requesting, for example, when I was in the Congress, requesting the largest hike in defense spending in a generation. And Donald Rumsfeld comes to the committee and says, well, you know, we can afford it. Well, I want to know why we need to have such an increase in defense spending when out of every dollar they already get 51 cents, and now they're proposing to get more. And why? Give me a reason. Give me a military strategy. Give me a military plan. Give me the rationale for such an increase. And that was not provided to the American people. It was not provided to the Congress. It was just sort of hanging out there. But it's important for us to understand the relationship between the contracts that are let and insider trading, for crying out loud, is illegal on Wall Street. It ought to be illegal in Washington, D.C.
Now, you are a former congresswoman. Now you're getting ready for a run for the presidency on the Green Party. Is that right? Now, what would President Cynthia McKinney do if she was in this situation right now? Would you go to war?
Oh, now, you know, Cynthia McKinney is not going to go to war by any stretch of the imagination. I think we would activate our intellectual capacity and our diplomatic tools and we would fan out across the globe, and we would look at how we can help people around the world. In fact, there was a time when America was loved around the world, and I remember the episode, the Cuban Missile Crisis, where in the movie, Bobby Kennedy says, "We cannot go and attack a small country. We're a great, big, huge country. It won't look right if we do that." And so America has so much to give. As I have come from Georgia to San Francisco, and I see the wonders that we have. We have an agricultural community that would love to share how it feeds the world with the its technology with the rest of the world. We have a industrial plant. We have intellectual capacity. We have so much to offer, so much more than Star Wars and bombs and missiles.
But one thing I think that is really needed, Cynthia, is economic justice around the world.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yes.
If there was economic justice, you know, there wouldn't be conflicts. But one thing that you said here, and it comes back again, this massive, you know, security meltdown in September 11th. What's interesting is I haven't heard one head roll. Not one person has been fired, terminated. I mean, you haven't heard that.
No, they get promotions generally.
It's unreal. Any corporation does anything like this that gets out in the public, you know, heads will roll. You know, people are fired, executives are let go, CEOs are incarcerated. And yet here, from the good old boys network, nobody gets fired, nobody goes to prison, and there's nothing. It's like it never happened. What's up with that? I mean, how can we penetrate that to get to the truth of this?
Well, I think there are some people who are working very hard to get to the heart of that matter, and it's a very necessary one. I mean, how else are we going to be able to prevent if we don't understand what happened and if there's no accountability by those who failed?
Right. Now, they're contemplating hundreds of billions of dollars be spent on war, an endless war. Who knows where this war is going to go? Would you talk about what that money should be spent on? Could you spend a little time, say, as a presidential candidate, how would you deal? Well, we need an alternative.
I think you're done going to dipping right now. But I will tell you that people are losing their jobs and they're losing their homes. And if they begin to lose their jobs and their homes, that means they also lose their hopes. We cannot afford to spend, as Donald Rumsfeld said, we can afford it, but we cannot afford to spend so much money on war toys and don't take care of our people. It's one of the most important triads, as it were, of security. And we're talking about homeland security, and our people are so important, our most important, and we must secure our young people, our workers, and our seniors.
Isn't it true that, what is it, something like 40 million people do not have health care?
Yes.
Coverage?
In fact, it's over 40 million now. And so we see that the administration, the Republican Party, is about to cave in to the insurance lobby and deny people who suffer accidents with the medical, their medical situation, the ability to sue and get repaired for those damages that are done to them. That's the beginning of tort reform. And I know there are many different opinions on tort reform, but one thing is when people go to the hospital, they expect to be taken care of, and they don't expect to get the wrong leg cut off. If that does happen, then the poor victim needs to be able to sue to the highest extent.
Oh, there's so much going on. I mean, we just had a tragic situation where a young girl, you know, got the wrong pair of lungs and blood type, you know, heart, and she died. And there's nothing they can do because they were immigrants that came into this country, so-called, you know, undocumented. But something you brought up, Cynthia, that's really important and really hits home here in California is that here in California we've seen the onslaught against the schools. And where you have, you know, the school population here in California all of a sudden becoming, you know, 40%, you know, brown and black, all of a sudden, you know, we're getting the massive cutbacks. They haven't happened yet, but coming shortly. Mm-hmm. And why are these cutbacks? Why are they cutting billions from education and, you know, diverting them to the war effort? Well, California and the rest of the country is going to suffer because the future of young people, the future of our kids is being put at stake here, is being forfeited for this war effort.
You're absolutely right. And there's a role for young people and young people's activism. And so I was very happy to see young people walk out nationally and take a stand. That's what we've got to have happen across this country. My generation, and you're younger than me, your generation, we can't fight the fight that the young people have to fight. And so that's why these anti-war rallies filled with young, wonderful people who are not afraid to take a stand is so important.
Finally, would you tell us where you keep your hope, where you get your hope from? How do you, in the face of some pretty troubling times and possibilities, where does your hope come from?
My hope comes from people like you. Shoot, I mean, this is absolutely wonderful to see. I don't know what the crowd estimate is, and whatever the police say is going to be far less than what's actually here. And whatever the newspapers report is going to be even less than what the police say. But the energy comes from the fact that I know that I'm not alone. And these kinds of demonstrations allow the American people who think like us to understand that they are not alone. They may be alone in their little small town, rural, homeland America, but they're not alone in the great expanse of our country.
Well, Cynthia McKinney, it is a pleasure to have you at these microphones and to have you as one of hours in this country that it's hard to find a politician.
I'm not a politician.
Well, we want you to be. We want you to define a new way of thinking. You certainly have done that when you were in Congress. You set an example. You're a truth teller who educates yourself on the issues in a way that you can't be bamboozled, and then you tell the people. And we need that. We need people who are leaders who we can really trust. And that means a great deal these days.
Trust is the most important word. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being with us. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman. She laughs when I say president, but I'm going to keep saying it. Thank you very much. And this is KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno. I think we've got some affiliates with us, and we're delighted to have these microphones to broadcast to you, the people.
And here we go again.